on this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast.
We had some of this.
Oh, it's a massive blow for the league. We had a league before Damien that was building nicely, but he took it onto a new level, and anyone that doesn't think that happened is in cloud cuckoo land.
And we also had this.
What about Limerick and all of this, Sarah? What happens?
There are some players the wrong side of 30. I don't anticipate there'll be a mass number of retirements, but will you see Declan Hannan again? Unlikely. Will you see Darragh O'Donovan again? Unlikely. I'm going to say 3 retirements, minimum.
You can catch everything from this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast elsewhere on the Go Loud app and every weekday morning from 7:30.
Joey, it's been a mad couple of days, no doubt. How's it been for you?
Yeah, listen, as I said, this is stunned as everyone else, I suppose, you know. And it was a hard, obviously, morning yesterday, and unexpected. But listen, it was after the dust had sort of settled, this game had to be played, and we badly needed 3 points today. So ultimately, unfortunately, we didn't get that. But I felt the performance of the team and the players, yeah, some brilliant performances, individual performances, of the team as well. Yeah, listen, it probably sums up our season. That game out there really dominating a lot of teams, loads of possession, loads of chances, and giving up really soft goals. And here, again, it was the same again there tonight, which is really unfortunate, I suppose, because I felt the lads' performances definitely deserved 3 points.
Yourself and Damien have obviously forged a very strong bond over recent years. Were you as blindsided as everybody else by this?
Yeah, to be honest, yeah. So I didn't see it coming, obviously. And he's become a really close friend, and he still is a really close friend. The times he's done to this football club, what he's done to this football club, I don't think there's any manager anywhere would have done what he's done, taking the club from literally coming out of the first division with 3 players signed, building a squad, getting to a cup final, arriving to Europe the next year, and then winning the league within 3 years. Like, I mean, a remarkable job. And ultimately, that's the legacy of this football club. He's left it on a great front, I think, because the club has been built, the fan base is up, everything around Talker Park is buzzing, and here is the main reason for that. But it's still there, and as I said there tonight, the squad, ultimately he built the squad, they're all his players out on the pitch, and I felt we are brilliant, really. And the lads coming off the bench and all the strength of our squad here, for me, Waterford couldn't really get out of the half, second half, and we dominated and had so many chances, but unfortunately the boys didn't get the reward and getting 3 points.
How did he break the news to you?
Yeah, listen, it was just in the morning, obviously, and just came in, just said that's me, I'm resigning, like, obviously, and I was shocked, obviously. And he listened, sort of rolled on very quickly, I guess, caught off guard. And but here he was adamant that he made his decision, so I'm sure.
Did you try and convince him to stay?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah, I did, yeah. And listen, of course, yeah, because I was stunned, obviously, and then he broke the news, and it was happened fairly quick then. Obviously, he went on to the club and powers above and stuff like that, and then out to the players, and then that was really it. And then after that was done, then it was like the focus turned to the day. It was obviously a hard training session yesterday to take, and the lads, we didn't really do a lot, really. And then we just had travel down here today, done a meeting, obviously done a pre-match meeting, said a few words to the boys, and felt the response there. I'm ultimately really, really proud of the players to put in that performance after the news that they received.
Yeah, because I think everyone around football is shocked. Did you get any sense from Damien as to why he took such a drastic decision?
No. And listen, here he's was it really? He's all in, as I said, what he's built here at this football club, and the memories that he's given fans the last of a lifetime, myself included.
Yeah.
So, but ultimately, it's his decision. He made that decision. And
Are you surprised? Are you surprised that he didn't the way he's spoken about you and the coaching staff has been like family members, the love he had for the players, that he didn't sit and talk to you for longer and discuss whatever issues were going on, whatever was frustrating and whatever forced him into making this decision?
Listen, as you said, he had a decision. It was his decision, and he made that decision, and then that was it, really. Obviously, we all tried to talk to him and tried to convince him otherwise, but he was done, like, you know. He had his mind made up, and as you said, after that sort of settles and the news of that turns around, like, I've been involved in professional football since I was 15. I've seen all ends of it, you know, and from a player to see managers get sacked and leaving, and players being me getting released out of football clubs, and here, that's part of it. And I spoke to the players about this over the last few weeks. Being a professional footballer, we're the luckiest people in the world, and but sometimes with that, you're employed, you get paid to perform, And I suppose our performances haven't been a high enough standard, really, and that's where we are in the league. And,
yeah. And he was pretty clear about that on Friday night, obviously, with his criticism of the players. Was there a sense that there was a disconnect emerging between him and the players?
Nah, definitely not, like, you know. And as I said, I think maybe them quotes or whatever, but I think other stuff he said over the time, it's saying as if standards are a bad thing, and so having standards and talking about standards is a bad thing and negative. I don't think there's any player in that dressing room that would say that the manager's standards and demands over the last 3.5 years now, is it, sorry, that they haven't improved him, or they haven't improved the group and the players and them individually. Without a doubt, that is why we have achieved the success that we have over the last few years, is because of them demands and standards.
Are you a bit shell-shocked to be standing here tonight, or does it feel, as you say, with all your experience, that's football?
Yeah, that's football. And as I said to the lads, the show goes on. With this football club's been here before every one of us, and it'll be here after every one of us. And that's why we love football clubs. And that's why ultimately all of us are fans. And it just happens to be that the lads in there get paid to play professional footballers, and it's the best job in the world, and they're the luckiest players, luckiest people in the world to be able to do it. And listen, oh, you had that opportunity for long enough, and the next best thing is being coaching on the sideline and representing this football club. And as you said, the aim then was to get 3 points out there tonight, and unfortunately that's probably the negative of the day, is because unfortunately we weren't able to get the 3 points that I think we deserved.
Yeah, you're going to be in charge again on Friday night down in Galway, and you say the next best thing is coaching. Do you want this job permanently? Do you want to be Damien's successor?
Listen, it happened so quick, and obviously it was so sudden, that I've never thought about that ultimately. And even yesterday, I don't even think I was asked to take the team. It was just a natural sort of thing that I've been with the group for the last few years, and ultimately the manager had left, and I was like, there's a game tomorrow, we need to go out there.
No chance of me all going together.
Listen, I was as I said, I wasn't expecting it, so I wasn't didn't see it coming, and stuff like that. But listen, straight away I was like, this football club needs a win, and these lads need to be put out onto a pitch with some type of formation, maybe, just in the circumstances. And look, as I said, I think the performance there tonight by the players was fantastic, and unfortunately we didn't get what we deserved.
Well, Mark, it's been a crazy 24-48 hours. How have you found it all?
Yeah, crazy is one way to put it, of course. It's been quite hectic, lots of texts, phone calls, whatever it may be, and uncertainty, I would say. But overall, I think it's been I'm proud of how we've dealt with the last 48 hours. It's not been easy. Definitely not. Look, it was extremely sad to hear it when the gaffer said it. But also, it's football, and he's done what's best for him, so we have to do what's best for us. And how we reacted tonight, I'm extremely proud of the group, the staff. But the most important thing is now that we don't rest on that. Yeah, we got a reaction, and I knew we would, because I knew the group. I knew the players within the group. But we're also disappointed, because we deserved to win the game, and we didn't. So for us, it's about moving on. Life goes on.
I presume you were as shocked as anybody else with what happened yesterday. Had you any sense at all that something like this might happen?
Nah, look, we didn't, and that's the honest truth. How it happened, look, it's not ideal, but we have to respect his decision. He's done what's best for him, so we have to respect that. And at the end of the day, we're also very grateful for what he's done for us. He's brought us to places that we didn't know we could get to, so we have to be thankful for that. But I also know that we have to move on. Football's a fast game, so we have to move on. What I would say is that I'm very proud of how the staff dealt with it. I think it was tough for them. Probably tougher for them than it was for us. You know, they're dealing with them day in, day out, more so than us. And for them to be just as shocked as us, is definitely harder on them. But how they've dealt with it, how they've reacted, and how they've prepared us for this game, I tip my hat off to them.
Did you get a chance to talk to them?
I did, yeah.
How did that conversation go?
I don't want to get into too much detail. It is what it is, but he said what he said, and in a way that I have to respect his decision. Basically, that's what it wasn't. You know, he's just had his mind made up, and there was nothing I could really do about it. So,
were you trying to convince him to stay?
There probably wasn't an aspect of that, of course. Yeah, look, as I said, like, we know what he's done for us. not just us as players, but the club in general over the last 3.5 years. He's going to be missed, yeah. But I have to respect his decision. He's done what's best for him. And then as soon as that's done, we have to look after ourselves then. We have to do what's best for us and how we prepared and how we played tonight. I'm just extremely proud of that, really.
Because in 2 weeks' time, you're going to play one of the biggest games of your career, and the manager leaves on the eve of that, essentially. Are you frustrated? Are you disappointed with the timing of it?
Yeah, look, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't. I think everybody feels that way to an extent. But as I said too, for everything he's done for us, I'm going to respect his decision and get on with it. We're big boys. This is football. We have to go on with it. But I'm also proud of how we reacted, and I feel that's more so important now. How we go into these next few games is more important. I think it's, as I said, life goes on, and that's what we have to focus on now. It is what it is, it's done. We were sad, but now it's about us, and we have to focus on ourselves because we're the ones across that white line and do the business.
Everyone on the outside is obviously trying to figure out what happened, and was Friday night just the final point of no return, particularly with the criticism and the way he spoke about the preparation, how maybe his preparation was more professional than the players, that maybe you didn't have the same desire that the Shamrock Rovers players had. Was that a step too far in terms of his relationship with the dressing room? How did those comments go down?
To be honest with you, I didn't pay much attention to them because I know of how he works sometimes, and that for me it was more that maybe he was looking for a proper reaction out of us, and he wasn't happy, and neither were we. We weren't happy with our performance. We know it was lackluster and it wasn't good enough, but I think it was more so the fact that it's been a tough season for us. You look at how we've been hit with injuries, our results haven't gone our way when maybe they could have. A bit of luck just would have changed them sort of things, and it's confidence. For me, it just comes down to confidence, and we were just lacking confidence recently. And that comes into performances, and I think that's what it was. There's no way he could have known how boys prepared. So there's no proof in that. I think that's more just him prodding us and getting a reaction out of us. That's how I looked at it. That's how the group looked at it, because we know how he works. And he's got the best out of us numerous times.
So it wasn't the case lads were sitting out in the sun on Friday, chilling out ahead of the game?
Nah, definitely not, look. Unless he knows something that we don't, but I don't think so anyway. I know the group. The group's a good group. We're proper professionals. We do everything right, week in, week out. And we wouldn't have won the league last year if we weren't like that. So that's all I'd have to say on that.
So Joey O'Brien is in charge tonight, and again on Friday night. From talking to him there, I think this has been a whirlwind for him as well in terms of whether he wants this job at a permanent basis. What would your thoughts be on Joey taking over from Damien?
Well, first off, how he's dealt with it has been, I tip my hat off to him, because there was nobody closer to the gaffer than Joey, and for him to be blindsided as well was tougher on him, I would say, than any of us. So how he's dealt with it, I tap my hat off to him, and on how he's prepared us, him and the staff, for this game, what they've said to us, how they've dealt with us was amazing, to be honest with you. They made us feel 10 foot tall at times. So I tip my hat off to him. Whether or not he takes the job, that's his decision again, and we have to respect that, but for me, there's no better man.
Thanks for your time.
On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast,
we had some of this.
Oh, it's a massive blow for the league. He had a league before Damien, but was building nicely. But he took it onto a new level, and anyone that doesn't think that happened is in cloud cuckoo land.
And we also had this.
What about Limerick and all of this, Sarah? What happens?
There are some players the wrong side of 30. I don't anticipate there'll be a mass number of retirements, but will you see Declan Hannan again? Unlikely. Will you see Darragh O'Donovan again? Unlikely. I'm going to say 3 retirements, minimum.
You can catch everything from this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast elsewhere on the Go Loud app, and every weekday morning from 7:30.